As was announced previously, agenda item three has been moved to the end of the agenda, and so that takes us now to agenda item four. Agenda item four is PR 2024-010189, bulk plat 2025-00001. Bohannon Houston Inc., as agent for Albuquerque Public Schools, requests the aforementioned action for all or a portion of tract N1, correction plat of tracts N1 and N2 watershed subdivision located, I'm sorry, zoned PC and located at 9601 Tierra Pintada Boulevard between Tierra Pintada Boulevard Northwest and Arroyo Vista Boulevard Northwest, containing approximately 109.9839 acres. Do we have a representative of the applicant team here?
Good morning. Yes, I am here. This is Mike Vlasowitz with Bohannon Houston.
Good morning, Sarah. Would you please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you so much. We are excited to kind of be in front of you guys. There's been a couple challenges with our application, but I think we got it figured out. And this is just to carve out a portion of APS's current school that's there with the outstanding undeveloped area in order to provide it to a local home builder who is actually going through EPC site plan process for a new subdivision directly adjacent to the school. And at that moment, we stand for comments. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you. At this time, I'd like to ask if there's any member of the public who would like to comment on this item. Again, we're on agenda item four. It's a request for a bulk plat at 9601 Tierra Pintada. Please raise your hand to speak on that item. Let's see, I'm scrolling through the participants. I don't see anyone with a hand raised. Again, please raise your hand to provide public comment on agenda item four.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I'm not seeing anybody either, Mr. Hearing Officer.
Thank you. Last call for public comment on agenda item four. Okay, Mr. Velasquez, it doesn't appear that there's any public comment. And so we'll go ahead and proceed to the DFT staff members for their respective comments. And we'll begin with David Gutierrez from the Water Authority. Are you there, sir?
I am.
Thank you. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
I have one comment to add a note to the plat. It's in there. Just copy paste that on the cover somewhere, Mike. And I want to revise my comments. I do have a comment now after some discussion. We're going to need an easement to be added for water to access for the western proposed lot to access the water line on the school site. So there's been some discussions. I don't know where that's going to be, but it has to coordination has to happen with the future development of the lot. I don't know where that easement needs to be, but we need to be able to have a loop. So just figure out where that easement needs to be placed and there's some coordination I can outside of this meeting that probably needs to happen, but it's just a 20-foot water line easement that'll be added. I don't know what the rules are there. I can take make that a condition of approval. I'll defer that how you want to work that out, Mr. Hearing Officer, and we can go from there. But I'm okay with it moving forward with the condition that there will be an easement
Mr.
from
Gutierrez,
the west
are you
lot to the
suggesting?
east lot. Sorry.
Okay. And Mr. Gutierrez, were you suggesting just like a paper easement that wouldn't be shown on the plat, or are you wanting it on the plat?
I will want in on the plat.
Okay. Mr. Rodenbeck, I see you have your hand raised. Jay Rodenbeck, please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
This might be a good time. Mike, Mr. Velasquez, to just briefly confirm the next proposed step in this development. because we're at the Balkland plat stage. Please, I guess you can just confirm as well. There's gonna be a preliminary plat for residential subdivision, correct? It's planned to be submitted.
Yes. So there is a separate team working on the actual subdivision itself for Pulte. They got approved at EPC. They do need to solidify their site plan approval through DFT, but then they also have a preliminary plat. I think they need one more item on their form PLT in order to get it submitted. And so they're really close. And I feel like they're right on the heels of this development. The easement that Mr. Gutierrez is talking about is actually across APS's property in order to, and it's not on the Pulte property where the subdivision is. And so I've spoken with the subdivision team, and I appreciate David mentioning that hopefully this could move forward independent of and us be able to work out that easement and adding it to the plat. And we're hopeful that, we got enough information on that subsequent subdivision to identify a good location for this easement moving forward.
All right, thanks, sir. And that how this is Jay Rodenbach. How many lots are proposed with the residential subdivision? Do you know?
Should know this, but I don't. I
About
can find
seven.
out and
In
I'll
the
put it in the
ballpark of
chat.
seven. Is it in the ballpark of several hundred?
Yes.
Yeah.
I believe it's 212 or 215.
Oh, thanks, Chip.
You got it.
Sam, let's get you sworn in. Was that
Okay.
Jim Stroger?
Yes.
Yep. Sam.
Jim Stroger. Let's see. I don't think my camera's on.
I'll make you co I need to make you co-host here, Jim. One
Oh,
second.
sorry. Okay.
Meanwhile, Jim, would you please state your mailing address for the
Okay.
record?
Sure. Jim Strozier, 302 8th Street Northwest, 87102. And I swear to tell the truth.
Thank you. Thank you. Raise your right hand, swear affirm to tell the truth. Yes.
Yes.
Very good. All right.
Pinch-hitter Jim.
So where do we end up on this easement then? For the water authority, is this it's proposed to be a condition of the as a condition, but let the plat move forward. Is there any discomfort with that from any of the DFT? Okay, hearing none. Mr. Gutierrez, did you have any further comments?
No, that's it. That'll be the only condition I need before I sign off.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Let's go ahead and proceed to hydrology. Mr. Tiquan Chen, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Tiquan Chen, Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved gradient drainage plan with engineer stamp date of November 17th, 2016. That's not correct. The date should be much newer because I knew that's newly approved. We do have a approved gradient drainage plan. Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chen. Next up is transportation. Mr. Ernest Armijo, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Let's see. The cross section of the roadways provided shows adequate sidewalk or trails for all roadways. The landscape buffer for Mirhaven. Let's see. Am I in the right area? I apologize. It appears that my notes got mixed up with another project because this is Mirhaven. I apologize for that. So, but no, I have looked at this one and transportation has no objection.
So Mirhaven is on the north, Richard. Sorry, this is Mike with Bohannon Houston. It's on the northeast.
Okay.
We do have a small section of us that fronts Mirhaven.
Okay. Well, in that case, I'll go ahead and read this out because that was probably what I was referring to. I got totally mixed up here. So anyway, cross sections for all the roads show that sidewalk or trails are adequate. The landscape buffer for Mirhaven appears to only be 2 feet wide. Transportation defers to parks and planning if this is acceptable. We have no objection.
Thank you, Mr. Armijo. Mr. Rodenbeck, I see you have your hand raised.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Ernest, I just want to point out this is a bulk land plat. I thought that we'd probably be focusing on those comments at the major preliminary plat stage. When it comes to improvements, infrastructure requirements.
Oh, sure. No, I understand. I mean, we have no objection. It's just kind of one of those reminders to be
Just
out there
FYI,
so
sure.
that you're a little bit narrow on the landscape buffer.
Got it.
Thank you. Okay, very good. Let's go to code enforcement. Who'll be delivering those comments today?
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Jake Boylan. I'll be delivering code comments.
Thank you, Mr. Boylan. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, code has no comments and no objections to this. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. And that takes us to Parks and Recreation. Sana Alec, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Mr. Hearing Officer, I want to ask Mr. Armijo, which edge of the site has insufficient landscape buffer? Because just for the record, this site has an associated EPC site plan that was recently approved on March 20th by the EPC. So that may have already been approved. I would appreciate it if you can repeat that again.
Sure. Ernest Armijo Transportation. So it's there where the site buffer is up against Mirhaven. And just so you know, even though EPC approved site plans, they still have to go through DFT for final approval because I comment on all EPC plans and I typically tell them that they have to meet all the conditions that DFT imposes.
Okay, thank you. Jay?
Thank you.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Ernest, Hannah, I just want to point out to Mr. Hearing Officer, this is a bulk land plat. They're coming back for a major preliminary plat. We know, well, Anthony will note this, but we're recommending that final sign-off be a condition prior to the submittal of the major preliminary plat and acceptance and placement on DHO agenda. So just so you guys know, we are aware of that final sign-off requirement. I think it was condition three of the EPC approval, requires they do come back to DFT for the final sign-off.
Okay, makes sense. Mr. Strozier, I see you have your hand raised. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Jim Strozier with Consensus Planning. I was just going to basically reiterate that the site plan for the subdivision does not is not adjacent to that section of Meyerhaven. That section of Meyerhaven is related to the existing school development that's already occurred on what will be the remaining APS property, and you can see it along that edge on the aerial photo there.
Sort of northeast of that ponding area.
Correct. And
Okay.
that's the area just to off of Meyerhaven is the access to the Petroglyph National Monument trailhead and
I
small
see.
parking lot.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Just want to make sure everybody was oriented correctly there. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Let's see. Ms. Alec, let's go back to you.
Yes, sir. Mr. Hearing Officer, I just asked the question for my information for their DFT final sign-off. Back to my comments. The comments I'm going to read to you is from Open Space. The Open Space Department recommends that the city require as a condition of approval for APS to commit to an easement that will provide a trail connection from the proposed subdivision trail to the South Point trailhead. Northeast of the site, there is an existing trail that we would like to see a connection to. And I know that both in the EPC case and on the plat, we're seeing the connection there. I'm seeing a connection, a trail there. And I know that this may not be the step where we condition the easement. Maybe that's later with the platting action that they're coming in, preliminary plat. But I just wanted to make a note of it for the record in this meeting that it needs to be done probably at the next step for subdividing. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Ms. Alec. Mr. Rodenbeck, go ahead, sir.
Mr. Hearing Officer, I just want to make sure, Hannah, are you done with your comments?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Hearing Officer, I just want to make you aware that the Laguna Pueblo, there's a participant from the Laguna Pueblo that is in the meeting now who wasn't here when we asked for public comment. And we haven't gotten through all of our DFT staff, but typically public comment comes before DFT staff comments. And we still got planning, but I just want to make you aware, there's been correspondence between the Laguna Pueblo and the applicant's team, particularly when it comes to the archaeological certificate that was required with the site plan EPC and this bulk land plat. I just want to just make you aware of that. And if you want to ask the Laguna Pueblo, the participant or the contact from the Laguna Pueblo, if they want to ask any questions, I don't. We're kind of late to have those questions asked now with having gone through all those DFT staff already, but just want to make you aware of that.
Thank you, Mr. Rodenbeck. No, I think it's good to get all the comments in, and if there were technical difficulties that kept the Pueblo representatives out, let's go ahead and give them a chance to speak now if they would so desire. Is there somebody from Pueblo of Laguna who'd like to speak?
Yes, this is Kenneth Bobroff from the Government Affairs Office of the Pueblo of Laguna.
Hello, Mr. Bobroff. Would you please state your mailing address for the record?
It is P.O. Box 194, Laguna, New Mexico, 87132, I believe.
Thank you, sir. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
So thank you very much. I will limit my comments to the issue of the archaeological aspects, resources on the site. The Pueblo is somewhat frustrated that the city archaeologist, contract archaeologist, was not able to provide the studies that he was certifying, that there was no need for further action. We did manage to obtain those. The Pueblo's historic preservation officer is particularly concerned about the site. Because the resources and the studies that were done previously about those resources don't seem to have been as extensive as they should have been in order to protect the Pueblo's interests in those archaeological resources and the possibility of remains. As the Everyone knows the petroglyphs are both a historic and a continuing important religious and cultural site. There is going to be a lot of dirt moved on this site, and the Pueblo appreciates Bohannon Houston and Pulte and consensus planning for meeting with the governor and the first lieutenant governor and the historic preservation officer. We appreciate their commitment that if they do discover further archaeological resources or human remains, that they will immediately stop But the Pueblo will continue to advocate that as development happens, that there's better attention, and it's just not a rubber stamp from the archaeological clearances. And our initial look at those suggests that that's what it is. And it's particularly disappointing given the city's commitment to transparency in these processes, that when we requested the studies that were relied upon by the contracting archaeologists, that we were told that that was too complicated and complex a task to provide within the terms of the State IPRA Act. And that just seems absurd, that somebody can't provide the basic things that they're relying on. It's a pretty clear violation of IPRA. It, of course, is not the responsibility of the developers. And so, again, I want to make sure that my comments are not perceived as criticizing the developers. It's more critique of the city. And we hope that APS will, as it's taking steps to dispose of land resources, that it will do so in a manner that respects the Pueblo's long interest in the people who have used this land for generations. So I thank you for the opportunity to provide those comments, and particularly for accommodating me as I navigated the big parking lot that is now Albuquerque. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Bauruff. Let's go to Mr. Rodenbeck. I see that he has his hand raised.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I just want to ask the contact with the Laguna Pueblo. Do you so Doug Bogus is the acting city archaeologist. He works with Lone Mountain. So the process with reviewing archaeological certificates is pretty unorthodox compared to any other application I'm aware of that we handle in development review services, because all we as city staff do is essentially send a complete application to Mr. Bogus, who then reviews the studies, make sure that if there are already studies required that they're done, and then provides us at Development Review Services a completed certificate, which is either of no effect or approval if no other studies are required, or if further studies are required, the applicant's required to perform them. Do you have? I just want to ask, Kip, do you have Mr. Boggs's email? Or contact.
No, I don't. It was
Okay.
not, to my knowledge, it was not on the certificate.
He doesn't put his email there, but I tell you what, for future reference, I'll put into the chat Doug Boggs's email. He's the reviewer of archaeological certificates. Again, city staff don't have any involvement with the review of them other than to forward to Mr. Bogus the application materials for the certificate application itself. So I'll put his email into the chat just so that for the future you could always reach out to Mr. Bogus if you have a question about an archaeological certificate. Once they're completed, we get them from him, but we don't have anything as city staff to do with the review of the archaeological certificate itself, even though it's an administrative application. And again, Mr. Bogus is is contracted out from Lone Mountain. He's not a city employee. So it's a very unorthodox situation when it comes to the review of these. Here, I'll put his email into the chat.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Runbeck. And Mr. Runbeck, just a quick question, because this is
Yes, sir.
I'm not, don't see these bulk plats frequently.
Yes, sir.
And is the archaeological certificate requirement at the bulk plat stage, or at later stages?
So 6.5, I believe it's 6.5A of the IDO that refers to archaeological certificates. They're required for any platting action over 5 acres in size. So yes, they're required for bulk land plats too.
Okay. Yeah, it is troubling to hear that, there wasn't full disclosure with an opportunity for the public to examine the basis on which the study was founded. And is Mr. Vargas or a representative of City Archaeology present today?
I don't
And
believe he's here,
without the
so
op hello?
I don't. This is Jay Rodenbeck. I don't believe Mr. Boggs is here, Mr. Hearing Officer. But if you're out there, please raise your hand or speak up. I don't think he's out there though. There's somebody. AB is out there. I don't think that's him.
Okay. Yeah, it's just a little concerning, and just because of the right to sort of under our rules to conduct cross-examination of the parties that submit evidence, but it also sounded from Mr. Bobroff that maybe there was a way for this to proceed if there were some communications. And I wanted to turn to the applicant to kind of get your sense of this situation and how you would propose that we proceed.
Yes, good afternoon. This is, or good morning. This is Mike Blaswitz again. We had a great meeting with the governor and the lieutenant governor and Mr. Bobroff, and we had a great site visit as well, and it seemed that the discussions that were had very much in line with what Mr. Bobroff mentioned, in that Pulte's commitment to being able to identify any items that they might find in the construction process would be immediately flagged. They noted again a number of the contractors that they work with regularly, and that their ability to identify some of these items that they might come across, and they haven't through the various projects that they have encountered, but that's not to say they wouldn't find any here. But of those projects, they would immediately want to make sure that it is identified. And let the authorities having jurisdiction know that we did find something, and that if there were a need for additional studies to be identified or located, that we work collaboratively with both the Pueblo of Laguna as well as potentially the archaeological office to get these reports and make sure we all have them in our hands. And I think that's kind of our goal that we left at the end of that of our facilitated meeting, was to try and make sure that we had those moving forward upon subsequent preliminary plat, final plat approvals for the specific to the subdivision, and that this one would continue to move forward.
Thank you. Mr. Bobroff, I see you nodding your head. Would you please chime in?
Yes, that's consistent with our understanding that our concerns are will be respected, and we appreciate that. And so I would echo what Mike said.
Okay. So, Mr. Bobroff, on behalf of the Pueblo, are you comfortable with this proceeding, sort of with that understanding regarding the communications?
So I'm going to be very precise with what I say, which is that the Pueblo appreciates the commitments it receives, has received. We don't think that the developers are responsible for our concerns not being addressed. And so we don't have any further objection or take a position at this time. And I would provide more, but that's all I'm authorized to state on behalf of my client.
Thank you, sir. Well, it does give me pause because, as many of you know, I'm sure the City Council has, in recent amendments to the IDO, recognized the inherent sovereignty of the pueblos and tribes, and also required notice and several other requirements regarding the pueblos and the tribes. And so that's the reason I just really want to make sure that we're getting this right, is that we want to respect that relationship. Go ahead, Mr. Valbrecht.
If I could make one other statement, it's clear from us now that the bone we have to pick is not with the folks, the applicant, that it's with the city archaeologist and with the it's an issue with that we need to address with APS.
Okay, thank you. Okay, well, I'm understanding from all of this that there's some displeasure at sort of the process and lack of full disclosure. Mr. Roenbeck has provided some resources in terms of contact on how to maybe assist with further disclosure. Mr. Bobroff, if I see every hand raised, go ahead, sir.
Sorry, I left it up.
Oh, no worries. Okay. And given that as I understand from Mr. Bobroff, although this is a serious matter and needs to be addressed, it's not meant to impede this particular application. I just urge the city staff to try to work with the archaeologists to make sure that we're getting full disclosure out, whoever the re appropriate representatives are. And Ms. Bobroff, thank you for appearing and voicing your comments today.
Thank you, hearing officer.
Let's see. So we were just about to go to the planning comments. Who'll be
That's correct.
delivering those?
That'll be me, Mr. Hearing Officer Anthony Montoya.
Thank you. Ms. Santana, please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Let's see. So, as was mentioned earlier, the EPC approved the site plan on March 20th, 2025, which was required prior to any platting action per Section 66I1A of the IDO. UD&D staff provided written confirmation that the bulk land plat action can proceed per the EPC approval of the site plan. This will be a condition. Prior to the acceptance of a future platting action and placement on a DHO agenda, DFT staff must provide final sign-off of the site plan EPC per condition number 3 in the notice of decision for the site plan. EPC approval for PR 2025-011387 slash SI-2025-00040. There was a facilitated meeting, as was mentioned earlier. That facilitated meeting took place on April 2nd, 2025. I just would like to add, per that meeting, there was an action item that was given, and the action item, it appears, was agreed to in that meeting that the agent will provide copies of the 3 summary reports from archaeological investigations conducted in the area that were done previously. I'm making that a condition of approval, that future platting action will require proof that the agent provided copies of the 3 summary reports from these archaeological investigations to the Laguna Pueblo, and that the city is copied on it so that we can verify that that was done.
Very
No
good.
further comments.
Thank you. Let's go to Mr. Rodenbeck first. I see you have your hand raised.
This is your Roenbeck. Anthony, I think we'll need to make those findings because they're tied to the future preliminary plat. So just be on the record. These really need to be findings and not conditioned, because conditions of approval typically required for final sign off of the plat. In this case, we're not tying it to the final sign off the bulk land plat. we're tying those requirements to the future major preliminary plat.
Okay, so I'll just put them as findings in the chat.
Well, yeah, just note that they're findings, not conditions of approval for those.
Okay.
If you have like a, I don't know if they got like the project application numbers on the plat, that for those would be examples of conditions of approval. In
Okay.
this case, though, those two items that we noted are should be addressed as findings.
Okay. Sorry about that.
No.
You.
Mr. Hirnos, I see Mr. Stroger's hand is up
Oh
too.
yeah. Thank you. Mr. Stosier, go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. And just to provide a quick update, I was able, so that action item fell on my responsibility. I did, after that meeting, I was able to locate those reports. We've had them scanned, and I will be transmitting them to Mr. Bobroff here probably a little bit later today. And I can I it sounded like I should copy you, Jay, on
Yeah, I
that
was going to say,
email
please,
so that you're in the loop.
please, I'll put them in the file.
And we'll have that completed today.
Great.
Thank you, Mr. Stroger. Go ahead, Ms. Montoya.
Yes, sir.
Did you have any further comments?
No, just the conditions of approval to place the application numbers of the bulk land plat and the date of the DHO approval, sir.
Okay. Very good.
Thank you.
And we just did, this is Jay Rodenbach. Anthony, if you could just add those findings too into the chat.
I placed them there.
Thank you. Okay. Well, thank you everybody for all of your participation, comments, submittals. Let's go just before I make a ruling, let's go back to the applicant team. Was there any final comments, anything in conclusion to add? Okay, not hearing any. I see Mr. Rodenbeck has hand raised. Go ahead, sir.
This is Jay Rodenbach. Anthony, I'm not seeing those two findings in the chat.
Oh yeah, I see the conditions, but I
I
don't
see
see
the
the findings.
conditions, but not the two findings. There we go.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, thanks again, everybody. We're again, this is the agenda item for the request for the bulk land plat. And I hereby approve item four, which is PR 2024-010189, bulk plat 2025-00001. Because the application meets the applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations with the following conditions. First of all, applicant must provide a 20-foot public waterline easement that will provide access to the public waterline for the proposed tract N1B, access proposed tract N1A, configured to accommodate a public waterline connection for the proposed future development. Also, the application numbers must be placed on the bulk land final plat, as well as the date of DHO approval must also be placed on that plat. And also with the following findings. First of all, that prior to the acceptance of a future planning application and placement on a DHO agenda, the DFT staff must provide final sign-off of the site plan EPC per condition three in the notice of decision for the site plan EPC approval for PR 2025-011387SI 2025-00040. Future planning action will require proof that the agent provided copies of the three summary reports from archaeological investigations conducted in the area. Thank you, everybody. And that concludes agenda item four.
Thank you very much.